With this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, March 27th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. The NAIA National Basketball Championship games were played in Sioux City for the women yesterday and in Kansas City for the men. We take a look at the local results at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City, where for the first time ever, the Dort University women's basketball team claims an NAIA national championship. The defenders defeated the University of Providence by a final score of 57-53 to claim the program's first ever national championship. They finished the year with a record of 35-2. Carly Gustafson had 16 points to go along with 5 rebounds and 3 assists. It was Janie Schoenhoven contracting a double-double, 14 points, 11 rebounds. She earned the Hustle Award for the tournament. Macy Sievers threatened a triple-double. She had 10 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists. Congratulations to Dort University, and more locally, to Kingsley Pearson alum Mackenzie Goodwin, who was on the Dort University roster this season, competing with the defenders in their quest at a national championship. In the men's basketball national championship in Kansas City, it was Freed Hardeman University of Tennessee defeating Langston University of Oklahoma by the final score of 71-67. We do have some high school sports scores to get to you, not from any teams in Plymouth County, but from some of the conference schools that face off with our Plymouth County teams, starting in boys tennis. The Missouri River Conference yesterday, as Sergeant Bluff Luton swept away Sioux City West 9-0, sweeping the 6 singles matches and the 3 doubles matches to get the win. Some soccer yesterday as well. All these, by the way, were played indoors in some form or another. Of course, an indoor tennis facility in Sioux City, and then indoor soccer facilities in Sioux Center allowed Sioux Center and Sioux City West to play a doubleheader there in girls and boys soccer. Girls matchup saw Sioux Center shut out the Wolverines 6-0, that final score. Boys soccer, it was Sioux Center also shutting out West in that one by a lone score of 1-0 in a penalty kick early in that match. So spring sports have gotten going. We'll hopefully see if the weather can cooperate now for some of our Plymouth County athletes to get going. A lot of competitions get started April 1st and April 2nd, but hopefully the weather can clear up for potentially some tennis coming up tomorrow for the Lamar's Community Boys tennis team, as they're scheduled currently to go to Cherokee for a duel with the Braves. And so while we have a little bit of downtime as far as sports schedules and competitions are concerned, we thought we'd pass along some more postseason basketball honors for you. These are not specifically on the court related. We've kind of gone all through all those, whether it was all conference, all region, all sub-state, or all state. But the all-conference academic awards from the Borrego Conference released along with the all-conference teams at the end of the basketball season. And boy, we have some smarty pants in Plymouth County. That's what we have learned. These academic all-conference awards go to senior athletes in the Borrego Conference with a cumulative GPA that totals 3.75 or better. Plymouth County athletes earning academic all-conference honors from MMCRU. They are Jaden Young, Kennedy Tenninger, Allison Ball, Kaylee Gravenish, and Caitlin Olson. For Remsen St. Mary's, J.C. Holman, Claire Schrader, and Maya Bunkers earn academic all-conference. For the Hinton Blackhawks, it's Cadence and Kyra Peters, as well as Avery Burghad, Mackenzie Pierce, and Ashlyn Kovarna. Finally, for Galen Catholic, it's the Polans, Larissa and Haley Polan, earning academic all-conference in the Warrigal Conference in girls basketball. Over to boys basketball, where there are just a couple of Plymouth County athletes that have earned those academic all-conference honors. Again, same criteria as the girls. For MMCRU, it is Kyler Bork. And then for Akron Westfield, Ashton McCulley. We did have a lot of younger boys basketball athletes, so not as many seniors around the area, so that kind of limits the pool right from the get-go. And of course, getting a good GPA is is part of it as well, but Kyler Bork from MMCRU and Ashton McCulley from Akron Westfield were able to get a couple of academic all-conference honors for the area. Again, that came out from the War Eagle Conference at the end of the basketball season. And as we mentioned, the sports schedule is a little bit barren here for today, but once things do pick up, of course, we encourage you to check out KLEM1410.com for any sports-related news and notes. Again, we want to encourage you to check out our spring sports schedule page. That way you can stay up to date of any of our Plymouth County communities, where they're competing, who they're competing against. You can find all that information on our website at KLEM1410.com, or you can follow us on Twitter. We've got some up-to-date sports news there as well, at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.